about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the equipping power in your word and the ways in which your word equips us for the battles from day to day that we have to deal with. Thank you for how that your word is a weapon, the most powerful weapon in all the universe, a weapon that if we but learn how to use it, that we can learn to become victorious warriors in this world that's full of battle, and that world is a battlefield in so many senses of the word. Help us to be the well-equipped soldiers you want us to be, who walk in your word daily, who live in our prayer mode all the time, and who learn how to listen and obey you continually. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, our email, if you're wanting to get some of the prayer tools that we provide, please do email us, because these are tools that can help strengthen and jumpstart and empower your prayer life, tools that you can use in your own life, tools you can use to help to disciple your own family, but also tools you can share with others. And I would challenge and encourage every listener to email us to get them, because the reality is every believer can use encouragement when it comes to their prayer life and their life as a disciple and their walk with the Lord. And these are tools that can help do just that. So simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send them to you. And again, once you get them, please use them for yourself and for your family. But also, please do share them with any and all the other individuals the Lord puts on your heart, fellow church members, friends, family, because they're tools that can plant the seeds of God's word in their heart to encourage them in their either coming to know the Lord or in their learning to grow up and grow strong and to become vibrant disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to remind you also, please take time to go to our website, afr.net. Again, that's afr.net, to learn more about the ministry and the outreach of American Family Radio. And also, you can download our free app, the AFR app, that you can use daily, so that if you're in places where you happen to not be able to hear and be in earshot of a radio, well, you can listen to AFR anytime on the app. Also, we're continuing to encourage you, please take the opportunity to use the One News Now mobile app as well. It's a great app that neatly kind of organizes for you the news and articles from the One News Now website in an easy-to-find format. And it's a great way to stay on top of the news and stories that are going on in the world. And it's shared from a Christian point of view. Again, that's the One News Now mobile app, and it's free. So I hope you'll take the time and opportunity to do that. We're blessed to have with us in studio, once again, Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdesine, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and thank you for inviting me again.
Oh, blessed to have you always to come to be with us. And I'll ask if you'll just take a moment now to just kind of reintroduce yourself to our listeners and tell them about the ministry and the work the Lord has called you to.
My name is Herdesine Gorey, and I am with the Night Watch Ministry. Usually, I always say I always work with post-abortive women and people that have been broken one way or the other. But now, God has redirected my thinking. I thought I was just concentrating on one thing, but now He have sent me to different territories. And I realized I had been doing it all along, but didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. So for years, I have prayed Jabez's prayer. Mm-hmm. And then realized when I was praying that prayer, what I was singing.
It can be dangerous to pray that prayer.
Yes, yes. And so now I realize He's opening my eyes a little more to know that I have been doing more than post-abortive women. Mm-hmm. And more than the one that's hurting, and more than the one that's broken. Mm-hmm. Seem as if I'm doing a little of everything now.
That's
so
good.
I'm going to put it this way. The Night Watch Ministry is about doing God's business.
That's right.
And that's what that's we're right. about.
Well, as we start, I want to ask if you'll take time to pray for our listeners to really be listening to what the Holy Spirit wants to tell them today. And, you know, you're speaking about areas of ministries where you work, where you're working in, and it sounds like your mission statement is wide open now. But actually, all of us are to be listening because we're called to do whatever the Lord tells us to do.
Yes.
You know, so we have specific callings, but we need to be willing to do whatever the Lord wants us to do. So pray, if you would, for listeners to be wide open to what God wants to teach them and share with their heart today.
Lord, right now, we come before You once again, and Lord, I'm just asking You, Father, to open the eyes of each listener's understanding. Whenever it may be, whenever they may hear this prayer, hear this word, Father, just touch their hearts in a special way, because You know their needs, and Father, You know exactly how You're going to deliver and heal each individual. And
yes,
Father,
Lord,
we are asking You to use this broadcast today, Father, to touch the hearts that's crying out to You and don't know which way to go. And Father, right now, we just thank You for the opportunity to come before You once again, asking for Your will to be done and for You to anoint us to do Your will.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Your holy name, we give You praise, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Evangelist Herdesine, you've written 4 books, is that correct?
Yes.
4 books. And what are the titles of those books then?
My Daily Adventures with God is the first one.
And my Daily Adventures with God.
With
okay.
God. And Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural,
okay.
The second one. It's going in depth more so from My Daily Adventures with God.
Okay.
It's an in-depth look that God had taken me deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And my third one is Flip Flop. It's a children's book. And
mm-hmm.
I'm working still on a daily devotion.
Okay,
I'm just still trying to see exactly when I can get the time to finish it up.
Okay, so your work, the fourth one is still in process in progress. Okay. Well, just in a nutshell, My Daily Adventures with God, what would you say is the key message behind that book?
The key message behind that book is how God can heal us and deliver us through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And how He can take us on a daily journey to show Himself to us in everything, in all of our surroundings. No matter what we look at, we can see God through it. Even if we think it's so bad,
mm-hmm.
even if we think it's so good, we can still see God in everything we touch, everything we see, everything we smell, everything we hear. We can see God in it. And so My Daily Adventure with God is a prayer journal that I was recording what God was telling me at that particular time, because I was broken, and I was walking with unforgiveness and bitterness, and I was sick at the time, and I was walking on a path of destruction when I really look at it, because I was headed in the wrong direction, because you cannot walk a path of unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so God started turning me around and sending me out in nature to see Him And that's what my daily adventures is. Every morning he would take me out and I would take a long walk or a short walk, and he would speak to me through nature, and he would show me and tell me what he wanted me to hear.
Well, you know, I want to ask if you'll touch on something before we kind of continue down this road, something you just alluded to. You struggle with unforgiveness for a period of time.
Yes.
I want to ask if you'll elaborate on that a little bit, because unforgiveness is so dangerous. It is so dangerous to everything related to a Christian's life, yet many people struggle with it and they don't know it, and they don't realize it. And I would compare unforgiveness to being like a virus in a computer. It can do great damage very quickly, very subtly. But it is so dangerous, yet I think too many people take it lightly when they hold a grudge or have bitterness. So elaborate on that part of your story more, if you would.
Well, matter of fact, I in the book of my daily adventures with God, I talk about a blue bird feeder. And unforgiveness is just like that blue bird feeder. That bird feeder was absolutely beautiful. It glowed with the sun. It threw out reflection. And it was absolutely beautiful. But one day when I went to it and I thought the seeds, I need to refill it with the seeds. And when I looked in it, the seeds were there. So I was wondering, why in the world are these seeds not coming out? So I picked up a stick and started stirring the seeds. And when I started stirring the seeds, huge worms just started coming up to the top. And I could hear God say, this is what unforgiveness would do. You look beautiful on the outside, like everything is just going well, and just being completely eaten up in the inside. And those worms just started, he started showing me I was being destroyed because I was walking around holding unforgiveness, because all the years I had worked and I gave all my time, and then I became sick and no one called, no one sent me a card, no one sent me a meal, and it started hurting me. And then it went deeper and deeper, and I got to the point I started disliking. And then the church started hurting me. Started hurting me with, if I tried to do one thing, it would go this way. If I tried to do one another thing, it would go another way. Then that bitterness set up. And I started holding it inside. And certain names I couldn't stand to hear. Absolutely could not stand to hear, because they had hurt me. But in the process, unforgiveness will absolutely destroy you. In the process, when I thought I was doing so good and it was all against me and I was walking on the right path, I was being destroyed in the process, because I was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And I learned, when you keep repeating something that someone have done, you still have unforgiveness. If you keep going, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's such an important point, because there are many people that are in unforgiveness and they don't know it. They think, well, I forgave them. But when they spend an hour festering over anger, say, I forgave them, but I'm still mad at them, and going on and on, they haven't really forgiven them and they don't realize it.
And there's no way you can say you have forgiven someone. I'm still angry. Who are you angry with?
That's
what
right.
are you angry about? So, and then God started showing me, and I just thank him every day, that he loved me so dearly that he turned my heart around one night when he snatched my breath.
Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Hurtasene Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
Until love came. been second times around. Happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone. Love showed me, love said not so. Without a reason for cause, peace and joy, please don't pause until love came. Having no hope at all, and not a love what to call until love came.
Music of BB and CC Winans, the song Love Said Not So. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdisine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. And Evangelist Herdisine, before we get back to our specific discussion, I want to read a passage of Scripture from Luke chapter 10, which I think powerfully relates to addressing some of the kinds of struggles that we're talking about. This is Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. It says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" And you know what I'm going to ask real briefly, and then we want to go right back to the topic of forgiveness. There's such a need for us to understand that God calls all of us to an intimate walk with him, and that's where we can begin to receive healing, wisdom and insight to address the problems, the struggles, the difficulties we face, because life is full of hurt. Life is full of difficulty. Life is full of challenges. And the Holy Spirit, who is our divine tutor, is the one that can teach us how to navigate and overcome and to be victorious in the midst of all of those. And many times sin can creep in on us subtly. And so if we're not careful, see, Martha believed in Jesus, but she wasn't really walking close, as this story illustrates, with him. She was kind of following him kind of at a distance. In fact, the scripture points out that she's distracted, whereas Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him. That's her priority in this setting. And God calls all of us to make the high priority of our life. Once we've come to be saved, we're to walk with God in that intimate fellowship every day, because that's how he works on us, molds us, teaches us, shapes us, and does so many things as we stay in that close fellowship relationship, living a lifestyle of sitting at his feet. So going back now specifically, you were sharing about the struggle you had with unforgiveness, which again is a huge topic because so many people deal with it, many of which don't even know they're dealing with unforgiveness, and it does so much damage. So pick up where you left off.
Well, as I was saying, I didn't realize until my breath was snatched one night. and I couldn't breathe. So my life started taking a change. But God is so merciful in his ways that he can take out of a heart. All we have to do is just give our hearts to him. And he will remold it. So in the process, some years passed, I was still dealing with that anger and that unforgiveness. But then God started, my mindset started changing. My heart started changing. And God started speaking to me in different ways. And he would say, I want you to go to this person and tell them you have forgiven them. And I said, no, Lord, do I really have to do this? And it was a pastor that we had some years ago. And he, I just didn't like him. That's just the bottom line. I just didn't like him.
You know, that's real common, you know.
But God said, call him. And I called him. And he wasn't at home. And I called back. And he still wasn't at home. He had gone to South Africa. So I kept calling until I finally got him. And I told him, I said, you know, I did not like you, and I did not like to even hear your name. I said, but I'm telling you tonight that I love you. And I said, I love you from my heart.
That's good.
And so he went on to tell me, thank you, and yes, things that happened, I realized that people would mislead you in different ways, and we just talked. And I told him I truly, truly, you know, I did love him. So he had me to also go to people that I had wronged. That's a, And I would have to tell that person, I did this. Will you forgive me?
So the Holy Spirit was directing you to people in particular.
I mean, he was literally calling their names. And I would have to go. If I borrowed some, matter of fact, back in 1977, and anyone who says that they don't remember what they have done against a person, they have lied. Because the Holy Spirit will reveal it, and he will remind you. And I had, this lady let me take a dog of mine that the car ran over and leg was broken, let me use her vet. And she put it on her bill. I never paid it. And they kept dunning her. I never paid it. That was in 1977. The Holy Spirit reminded me. I wrote her a card, told her, you let me do this, and I didn't pay you. I'm paying you now with interest. I paid her with interest of what I owed her from 1977. So God just started, people that, even with when my grandmother was sick, I didn't even help take care of her. I called my cousin and I told her, I said, you know, I didn't help you do anything. I asked for your forgiveness. Every person name he would call. And I will have to go to that person and ask for forgiveness. And when I started doing that, my heart started healing. That hardness that was there was removed. And I literally have love for a person. The ones that I thought did something to me, I have love. Because the bottom line of it is, we have no rights to hold anything.
That's right. That's right.
Because if we have a right, Jesus have a right.
And, you know, I want to add, too, that, like, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, we're taught to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And it's very important for us to understand that Scripture points out, too, that, like, if we don't forgive, then we block our own forgiveness from the Lord as well. And we need to understand that's very serious, because unforgiven people don't go to heaven.
No, they do not.
And it's very important for us to understand this is spiritual maintenance that we have to trust the Holy Spirit to help us deal with. And again, it's important, and just for each person to assess themselves, do you find yourself being angry towards a person, bitter or upset, or every time you see a particular person, you just anger rises up? Well, something's there.
Yes.
And so we need to say, at least go to the Lord and say, Lord, Help me to deal with this the way I need to, in a way that honors you. Show me what I need to do. And many times we, at minimal, we need to confess to God, Lord, I have bitterness towards this person. And just by faith, forgive them. And forgiving is it's an act of faith. And we need to understand this. You know, we can forgive somebody, and the devil, if you still feel a little, a little scratching under the, even after you forgive them, the devil will tell you, see, you didn't forgive them. But we forgive by faith, but then we trust the Lord to help us to really, again, he'll bring out the feelings to follow. But by faith, we say, Lord, by faith, I forgive that person. I hold nothing against them. And Lord, I'm trusting you to help me to fully forgive them in my heart. And the Lord knows how to help us. But we need to many times make that step because, again, it's too dangerous to hold on to it.
And I tell you another part of what happened with unforgiveness that's mm-hmm. so dangerous. Mm-hmm. You can cause people to fall from the faith because of your unforgiveness.
That's right.
Because
that's
with right. unforgiveness, you have a tendency of telling people what someone have done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep that person from coming to the faith.
Mm-hmm.
You can cause that person to leave because of your unforgiveness and that's the forgiveness right. you're carrying in your heart. And I found out another thing. You can cause your children to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
Because you tell them this happened, 9 times out of 10, your child is going to feel about that person the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
that's right.
Unforgiveness is dangerous. It's mm-hmm. destruction.
Would you take a moment now to pray for believers to really take the initiative to address it in each of our own hearts? Because, again, it's easy for us to say, well, so-and-so needs to hear this message. You know, I know somebody who needs, but many times we have issues in our own heart. So would you pray for God to help each of us to deal with it the way we need to in our own lives?
Right now, Lord Jesus, we are just asking you, Father, to touch each individual heart. Because, Father, you know what's there. People too often say, God knows my heart. Yes, you do know their hearts. And you know exactly what's in it. You know exactly how you can touch it. You know exactly how you can mend our brokenness. Father, you want us to follow your word, Father. And Lord, touch each individual. Let their spiritual ears and hearts be open to receive this message, to let them know unforgiveness is not of you. And Lord, that they can have a closer and closer walk with you. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you alluded to this as well. Another reason why it really is such a dangerous issue to not address in our lives is, for example, there are a lot of people that are physically sick today because of unforgiveness. Now, they may never connect it to that unforgiveness, but it's important for us to know that we're spirit, soul, and body. And it's all connected. We're three-part beings, but the reality is it's all connected, and one affects the other. So there are a lot of people that are hurting today or somehow or another in physical pain or in physical illness because of unforgiveness.
And another thing, I think of Mary and how when Gabriel came to her, she didn't run out and tell anyone. She pondered it in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
When the prophet told her in the temple that Jesus would, the sword would take and the sword would pierce her heart,
mm-hmm.
she took it and pondered it in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that as, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking. Because if something happened and you go and tell this person, even though that person might be a friend, but it still caused that person to look a different way at that person.
Mm-hmm.
So take it to God.
That's right.
Let him have it. Because 9 times out of 10, it's no bigger than a mustard seed what have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause so much damage.
Right. And of course, you know, the whole reality is that your average person will think, oh, I don't gossip. I don't ever gossip, you know. But the reality is, if we're not careful, the devil can encourage any one of us to gossip.
Exactly.
And disguise, we'll say, oh, I'm not gossiping. I'm just sharing something that I thought you should know. But in reality, we need the Holy Spirit to know how to, just like you said, some things you don't share. Some things you don't need to tell others because it wouldn't do any good, but it would cause damage.
Exactly.
And so we need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to know when to speak and when to keep our mouths closed.
And it's very, very important.
It is.
Because
it is.
And we look at our Christian walk. We can stumble off the path so easily from a mere word.
That's right.
Someone come to me and they says, you know, they said this. Either if they try to tell me what someone have said against me, no. Don't tell me anything. Because if you tell me, then it'll go into my heart, and then I got to get it out of there. So don't tell me anything. It's best, don't listen to gossip.
And, you know, I think of this too, that all of us are to seek to be diligent witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day is a day in which we're called to be involved in the work of evangelism and discipleship. We're to be encouraging, you know, sharing gospel tracts, telling others about Christ, and encouraging people that are not saved to come to be saved. But also we're to seek to encourage them in their walk with the Lord. But the fact is this, there are a lot of people in the world who either were once in church, but they left, or they're not interested in going to church. And one of the realities is many times someone in the church has hurt them or discouraged them by the way they walk. So we'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest is evangelist Hurtasene Gori of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Hurtasene Gori of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Hurtasene, as we begin this segment, if listeners would like to get one or more of your books, how can they do that?
Yes, they can get in contact with me at 203 Road 1203, Nelleton, Mississippi, and that zip is 38858.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
203 Road 1203, Nelleton, Mississippi, and the zip is 38858.
All righty. Okay, as we begin the segment, I'm going to take a moment to pray for listeners to really grow in their understanding of the importance of addressing the kinds of things we're talking about in their own lives, because we have to start with ourselves. You know, it's always easy to point fingers. But the reality is sometimes we have challenges in our own hearts and we haven't adequately dealt with them ourselves. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword that discerns between our heart and all of our lives. Father, Lord, we pray in line with the wisdom of Psalm 139. We ask, Lord, that you search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help each one of us, Lord, to search our own hearts and to deal with any areas of unforgiveness or bitterness that may be there. And help us, Lord, to not be caught up in trying to look at somebody else's heart, but help us to deal with our own hearts, Lord. And help us to know, Lord, that our heart is so delicate and needs to be dealt with wisely and graciously. Help us, Lord. And Lord, help us to, by faith, forgive any and all that we've ever done wrong, that have ever done us wrong, Lord. Help us to fully forgive. And help us to be careful to seek to walk in such a way that we're walking your love, so that we seek daily to live in a way that we don't offend others or discourage them in their walk or their desire to come to know you as well. Help us to be wise disciples, witnesses that carry ourselves in love every day through our words, our actions, our attitude, the things we say, the things we do. And help us to know, Lord, that every moment matters. And as we learn to depend on your word and your spirit, your Holy Spirit knows how to keep us and to help us to honor you moment by moment. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else in the way of encouragement you'd want to share as it relates to the topic of people people dealing with forgiveness?
I think too often we don't realize that a lot of people are carrying this to their grave.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we're not going to heaven without forgiveness.
Mm.
And I was thinking about over the years, and I didn't realize it until lately, that God has been calling me to different people just before they pass. Mm-hmm. Might be a month, maybe be 2 months before they pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in 2005, it was a lady that moved back here, back to my hometown from another state because her husband had passed. So she moved back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a phone call and said that this lady was lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, you know, I give her a call. And this lady was so bound with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so bound even from things that had happened that her mother had said to her, not even letting her marry the love of her life when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
She was still dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Still struggling.
Still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful woman, but struggling spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started calling her, and we would talk, and we would laugh and talk, and we would just pray together. And I would pray for her, and she would come to the Bible study class, and just come. It was a daily phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I would call her at night. I would call her in the morning, and if I didn't call, she would call and say, I hadn't heard from you. And I said, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. And but anyway, I found out that she was sick,
mm-hmm.
and she had all this fear. She wouldn't leave her home at night.
Mm-hmm.
She was too frightened to go back in.
Mm.
And so God just started ministering through me to minister to this lady about the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took me to the love of heaven.
Mm.
And we started talking about heaven. Had no idea she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
We would talk about heaven and the beauty of heaven and how beautiful God is and his forgiveness. And she just started turning around.
Mm-hmm.
And God, the week before she passed,
mm-hmm.
God gave her a vision of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
She started mm-hmm. coming to Bible study at night, leaving her home at night. He gave her a vision of mm-hmm. heaven. And she called me. She said, I want to tell you something. She called me Hurdy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something, Hurdy. God showed me a beautiful home, and angels were just surrounding them.
Mm-hmm.
She died a week later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was one night, God gave me this phone number. He kept calling this phone number to me in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he started showing me all these colors. And he called me, he would give him this number, called over and over and over. He would give him this number.
Was this a number that you knew anyway?
No.
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 The number just came in your heart,
exactly.
In your spirit. Okay.
So I called my sister and I asked her about the number. And she told me it was this lady in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. So your sister knew the person?
My sister knew the person.
Mm-hmm.
It was this lady in New Jersey. And I said, God keep giving me this number, and I just called out the number, the whole number.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's her number.
Mm.
So I called her. She was in the hospital.
Mm.
The doctor had given up on her with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
She thought something she had done in the past, God would not forgive her, and she couldn't go to heaven.
Mm.
So God, same process, same, we talked. We prayed. I started sending her books about the beauty of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
A week before she passed,
mm-hmm.
she had her sister to call me to tell her to call her.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her, and she said, "And I can go to heaven. God have forgiven me." I said, "Yes." And we went and we prayed. She died a week later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so mm-hmm. many.
You know, I think of this, and just heard a scene, our time is almost gone, but I think of this, it's such a need for every believer to be a vessel that the Holy Spirit can use to do ministry, because we're all called to ministry, and ministry is all over the place. It's your coworkers on the job. It's your family members sometimes that live in your own home. It's you, the people that live in your community. And we just have to listen to God about what he wants us to do, because there's so much work to be done around us. And, you know, one of the Holy Spirit's names is the Comforter.
Yes.
Well, you might say, well, why is he named the Comforter amongst other things? Well, one is because the world is full of hurt and full of wounded people. And so as we live available lives, God can use all of us to minister to those around us. And sometimes little things that people don't know have them in a world of hurt. So as we stay in close fellowship with God, as we spend time in prayer and we spend time in the Word, we listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll give us plenty of work to do.
More than you can handle.
it's
vast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lady right now that, well, matter of fact, it was a young man that was in the hospital. He thought he had sinned too much and God couldn't forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to him. That week later, he was dead. But the point I'm trying to make here, get rid of all the junk that we carry inside, unforgiveness and
right.
bitterness, and because it bounds us and keep us in prison, and we can't go to the one that need to hear God.
That's right.
There's no way in the world God would have used me with any of these people if I had kept what I had inside of me. Most likely, I would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But since he purged me,
mm-hmm.
and I was willing to be purged and willing to be washed,
mm-hmm.
then he could send me to the one to tell him,
mm-hmm.
Jesus died for you.
That's right. And, you know, God's word says, freely you have received, freely give. You know, just as God has flooded our lives with his grace and his mercy and his peace, we should in turn want to be vessels that God can use to minister to others, because the people that need ministering are all over the place.
Yes.
They're literally all over the place, and we just need to be listening and looking for opportunities, because we'll have plenty of opportunities every day if we listen to the Holy Spirit and
That's
are
right.
open to his leading, too.
And your daughter put a post on Facebook last week. She mm-hmm. said, people say life is short,
mm-hmm.
but eternity is forever.
That's right. That's
so
right.
it's not about how quickly we go from this life.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we leave this life. And I'm telling you, a lot of people are leaving this life without even knowing Jesus.
That's right.
And
That's
it's right. our responsibility not to walk around as Christians
mm-hmm.
carrying bitterness and unforgiveness and things that will keep us from going to do God's work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally being a light. Any of us can say we are Christian,
mm-hmm.
but we got to walk. When we got to carry that vessel, we got to be the vessel that God shines through, because
right.
there's so many out there that's leaving here.
That is so true. And I go back once again to the passage we read about Martha and Mary. It's a wonderful and a powerful, very short little passage, but story about the life of Jesus that shares some tremendous life lessons. Mary and Martha both know and love Jesus. But Martha is kind of caught up. I guess she's cleaning, cooking, thinking, I got lots of house guests. I don't have time to do anything else. But Mary, with a house full of guests, goes and sits at Jesus' feet. And God literally calls all of us to live a lifestyle of sitting at his feet, seeking him, getting our marching orders, drawing closer to him, being a well-equipped vessel that he can use to do ministry, because we're all called to it.
Yes.
And when you have believers that think, well, I'm not called to the ministry, they don't understand what God, they don't understand they're not walking in their purpose. Our purpose is to be a vessel for God's will to be done through every day. And there's so much work to be done. So we need to be well-equipped soldiers and warriors who are like Mary. We live a lifestyle sitting at Jesus' feet, And that's done as we're diligent students of the Word, who read and study and meditate on the Word, as we spend time with God in prayer and listen to Him and walk with Him in prayer. He equips us and prepares us to be vessels to get His work done.
That's right. And He would tell us, He would direct us who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
He, matter of fact, He would send them to you.
Time and time again.
Yes.
That is so true.
Yes. And it's so important because we said we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be about our Father's business.
That's right. That's
because,
right.
Because, yes, life is short, but eternity is forever.
That's right. Would you say one more word of prayer for listeners to really be open to God's calling on their lives to be a vessel for His use?
Father, right now, just thank You for the listeners, Father, and to... Father, I just know You have touched their hearts, that they know that there's a purpose for their lives, that there's someone that need to hear about You, and they may be the only one that can tell them. And Lord, just send them forth. Let them do Your will. And Father, You will equip them. Because, Father, anytime we desire to do Your will, You will equip us to go forward. Just equip each person to do Your will and do it in a mighty way. In Your holy name, Jesus, I thank You, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I do thank You and I praise You for every believer listening. Lord, touch every believer listening.
Jesus.
Open our eyes and our hearts to better see that there really is mission fields all around us. Help us to know, Lord, that if we would just think about the people we know that are not saved, the people in our own sphere of influence who we know are not saved, or maybe persons we know that aren't in church anymore, people that we know that just seem to be hurting all the time, and help us just to ask the question, Lord, show me what You want me to do to minister to this person. Thank You for that opportunity to be used by You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Hurtisine, for being with us once again.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. I ask that you pray for Evangelist Hurtisine Gorey and Night Watch Ministries, and pray for the ministry of the American Family Safe Association as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.